I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, our program devoted to Billie Holiday and other ladies who sing the blues. Though Billie had many men and women as suitors, sadly abusive husbands and boyfriends, she had one special musical friend, sax player Lester Young.
When it comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Jazz scholar Bob O'Mealy.
Billie Holiday and Lester Young were soulmates, though there was never evidently any kind of sexual or romantic interest. They were buddies, but also they were very, very good conversationalists in the kind of mellow, cool tone together with so much lyrical invention that they inspired one another.
Billie Holiday and Lester Young with a little of Gershwin's The Man I Love from Porgy and Bess. Chris Albertson is a jazz historian and former radio host who had interviewed both Billie Holiday and Lester Young.
They were like one. They really were. When it came to music, they thought along the same lines.
And when did you first meet Billie Holiday?
When I came to New York in 1934. I used to live at a house with her mother, you know, because I didn't know my way around. And she taught me a lot of things, you know, and got me little record dates, you know, play behind her, little solos and things like that.
Well, you're her favorite soloist.
Well, she is mine, too. So that's a draw.
I understand she gave you the name Prez, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And I gave her the name of Lady Day. So right. That was even.
I think she has said that her style of singing is formed after your style on the tenor sax.
Well, I think you can hear that on some of the old records, you know. Sometimes I'd sit down and listen to myself and it sounds like two of the same voices, if you don't be careful, you know, of the same mind or something like that.
Billie told me that Lester used to come over when she lived with her mother in Harlem and eat dinner there and hang around. And she said, and Lester called me Lady. I was Lady Day. And he called my mother the Duchess. And then he was the president. So she said, so we were the royal family. That's how she put it.
Me, myself, and I are all in love with you. Me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be denied, dear, you brought the sun to us. We'd be satisfied, dear, if you belonged to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two. Cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
Billie
we'd be satisfied, dear, if you belong to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two, 'cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
Billie Holiday and Lester Young together in 1937 on Me, Myself, and I. There's a contrast to Holiday's sweetness and sadness in songs that extolled love and lamented loss. She was famously tough in life. John Zwed.
She was, after all, like all singers, an actress. And her act was to be a lady. And that's what she was, Lady Day. And she was very ladylike, dressed it, looked it, sounded it. But man, otherwise, she was tough as nails. She gave as good as she got and more. Marilyn Monroe once barged into her dressing room to look at herself on a calendar because someone told her it was on the wall. Holiday kicked her in the butt and shoved her out and said, "Get out of here, you dumb bitch."
Chris Albertson asked Holiday about how she handled rough men who ruled the show business world.
All she said is, "It can be dangerous, but we're prepared for it." And then she showed me this ball of Kleenex tissues. And she had razor blades in it, hidden in it. She said, you know, nobody was going to mess with her. And at one point, the door just burst open, and it was Louis McKay, her husband. And he came just in the middle of the interview, and he said, "Baby, we were all set. We're booked solid for Europe." And he was just giving her some very good news. And she said, "Get out of here, MF. I'm talking to Chris." And she took off one of her shoes and threw it at him. And he disappeared very quickly and closed the door.
Holiday's counterpoint to toughness in life is portraying vulnerability, most famously in the song My Man, Mon Homme, based on a French show tune with an image of a prostitute singing mournful forgiveness of her unfaithful man.
It cost me life, but there's one thing that I've got, it's my man, it's my man. Cold or wet, tired you bet, all of this I'll soon forget with my man. He's not much on looks, he's no hero out of books, but I love him, yes, I love him. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday for whatever my man is? I'm his forever.
More.
traveling light. Because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. Some lucky night, he may come back again. So until then, I'm traveling light.
Billie Holiday, Traveling Light, updated from her popular 1942 hit in a 1956 Verve Records session, part of the so-called autumn years of her life and voice. More on that and Holiday's landmark song, Strange Fruit, when American Roots returns.